From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. Today we conclude our study of John chapter 9 and the healing of the blind man. That will be after we listen to the hymn, O Saviour, Precious Saviour. Let me make an important announcement. From next week, in both our morning and evening Monday broadcasts, I will be changing the format of our program just a little. They say a change is as good as a rest, and I hope you enjoy the changes that we will be making. Instead of our usual systematic study of God's Word, for a time I'm going to welcome you to our church services here in Kilskerry, and have you join with us as we listen to the Word of God preached. Next week in our morning program, we will join the congregation as it listens to the first part of a sermon I preached upon Mark chapter 8 and the verse 36. And in our evening program, we will join in the listening to a message preached from Ephesians chapter 6, the verses 11 and 12. Now please plan to join with us next week around God's Word in our programs. Here now is a hymn, Saviour, Precious Saviour, after which we will turn to John chapter 9, the verses 35 to 41.
We worship.
returning to John chapter 9, the verse 35 to 41, in what is part 5 of our study of the healing of the man blind from birth. As I said at the end of last week's program, we hope to conclude our study of this chapter today. The man which was blind from his birth was wonderfully healed by the Lord Jesus at the beginning of this chapter. But such a merciful event, which must surely have brought great joy to the man and his relatives, as well as to his neighbors, did not please everyone. No, the Pharisees were displeased because the miracle was wrought on a Sabbath day, and to their mind, this was a violation of the rules laid down by the elders and religious rulers. Therefore, they concluded, this man Jesus was a sinful man who must be opposed, no matter how wonderful the miracle may be. The healed man was drawn into the controversy because he refused to say anything derogatory of Christ, but rather insisted that such a miracle indicated that he was a man in close communion with God. His words are worth repeating. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Verses 31 to 33. That defense of Christ brought the wrath of the ecclesiastical leadership down upon his head, and he was excommunicated from the synagogue. This was followed by an even more wonderful miracle than the granting to him of his sight. Verse 35 reads, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Being cast out of the Jewish church did not deprive this man of the company or the blessing of the Son of God. He was cast out of the synagogue, but granted entrance to the kingdom of heaven. Firstly, please note our Savior's initiative in this matter. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, verse 35, this man did not know who Jesus was, nor what he looked like, for the circumstances of his healing were such that the Savior was not present when the man actually received his sight. Verse 7 shows this to be so. Consequently, the man could not have sought out and found the Savior, but the Savior sought him. Such is the story of God's mercy and grace. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke chapter 19 and the verse 10. The Savior only comes to the sinner who has been made to feel his need of God's mercy and salvation. The excommunication of this man would have been a most humbling and distressing experience which prepared his heart for a right consideration of the truth of the gospel. How wonderfully wise and gracious are the ways of God as he works out his purpose of love and mercy. Secondly, note the question the Savior asks. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? I have no doubt that the question touched upon that matter which was being pondered by the man. His reply clearly indicates that this indeed was the subject of his meditations. He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Verse 36. Does not this answer indicate the inquiry that was taking place within the man, and the desire he had to settle his faith upon the Savior of men, if only he could find him? This is the question of eternity for us all to address. Were I to ask you that question, would you look at me with amazement and ask what it was that I was talking about? Have you ever considered this matter? Please understand that before you can enter heaven, You must rest your faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. It is not your church-going rituals and activities, most of which people perform as mere robots, out of habit with no real thought or consideration of heart, that will get you to heaven. The response of this man is the response that each one of us must give if we are to enter heaven. He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Verse 36. The man admits his ignorance and his need of help. That help was immediately forthcoming. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." Verse 37. Few men have had a more wonderful and full revelation of the person of Christ than did this man. Christ showed himself to him as the Son of God. The man's response was immediate, and he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Verse 38. This should be the response of all who are privileged to hear the gospel. A quick word on the final verses of the chapter. These words constitute a rebuke of the Jewish leaders who claim to know the truth, but who, in fact, despite their privileges, reject it. Their condemnation was all the more because, having the light of God granted to them, they made no use of it. Better it would have been for them that they had been in darkness and ignorance, for then their rejection of Christ would have been less blameworthy. Each time the gospel is presented to us and we reject it, we sink down lower into condemnation. Does the gospel come with life-giving power to you today, or does it, because you reject it, leave you more condemned than ever? Think on these things. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.